not only terribly exciting, but they just haven't made it real. There's a lot of flurry of press releases.
That's exactly
and
right.
So forth. But nothing is available that comes off a satellite. That's why, Paul, it's so exciting to see what you guys are doing. I know you've come up and you've got it going and it's running and you've been successful, and to get it on a satellite to bring it to a greater, wider variety of cities and people is just terrific. It's a great entrepreneurial success story.
It's very exciting. Our caller Jim is still with us and he has a second question. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, you have to call in and tell you what beyond cute. Well, I would like to see, as you mentioned, more outdoor sports, hunting, fishing, and all that good stuff. And also, your technologies or consumer reports or shit.
You know, a consumer report program would really be an excellent idea. I thought about that the other day. So many people subscribe to the consumer magazines, you know, that tell them which of a certain brand during each six-month period mm-hmm. is the best. I would think that that would be a very popular video show.
Consumer Report of the Year.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Of course, I'm not in a position to do that, but I think it's a very good idea. Yeah. All right. I had one other. Well, I've lost it, so I won't do that. Instead, we'll talk to Eva. Hi there, Eva. You're on Cube at your service.
Hi. I thought I would call. I felt sorry for you. All the awful calls you were getting, and pardon my silence. I'm the one that calls about the Christian station
yes.
often. And so I thought I would at least have a serious question. And your consumer idea was good. I like that. And I'm sorry I never watched the Texas Network. And I'm a native Texan.
Okay.
Well, maybe this will change your mind and you'll find some time to watch some of the programming.
I may.
Well, is your question then, again, you'd like to know where we stand on our progress towards adding another Christian channel?
Right.
Okay. We have continued to look at that very carefully, and while we don't have immediate plans to add another channel or even the composite, which we talked about, I wouldn't say that the idea is completely gone, because we do discuss it periodically. It comes to our desks by way of several letters and phone calls periodically, yours included. And also, we have some folks who provide the service who are interested in our carrying it on the Cube system. So it's not completely out of the question. Our problem is channel space. And right now, we just don't have the space for it. Time will tell whether or not we will be able to find a place for it, but certainly it isn't out of the question, and we do appreciate your continuing to inquire. And Dick, I know
I would just
have
say
some,
that that's an area for those of you who have heard us talk earlier about there being, in some respects, a shortage of programming. In a very positive sense, in the area of Christian programming, there is a proliferation of programming, of Christian religious programming. And in fact, part of the problem that we face in evaluating additional religious programming that might be added to the system is, for us, it's almost too much. I mean, we almost would like, we need another 20 channels perhaps to add various programs. So it becomes a bit of a dilemma. And Joan, I think we ought to really just remind the viewers that the idea that we have that is really on the back burner right now, depending on how a number of program changes occur over the last, let's say, 3, 6 months, 12 months even, would be the potential to bring on what is called a composite channel, where we might have a number of different religious programs shown on a single channel, so that is a fair representation of different outlooks and approaches to a religion. That's something that's still under discussion, and we haven't really brought it back to an active situation in the last couple of months, but perhaps your question, and as we do our planning, will have us do that.
The networks that are under consideration for that composite are the PTL channel, the National Christian Network, Trinity Broadcasting, the Eternal Word Television Network, and there's a fifth one.
Acts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there are plenty to choose from, and I think that's good. I'm glad there are, and I think eventually, as Dick said, we'll get around to that, which will be very helpful. Mm-hmm. We need to talk some more about the Texas Cable Network programming. If you have anything that you want to add about upcoming, it's the time to do it, to get people excited about it.
Well, we're going
to
have a lot of Christmas special shows come on, so you want to watch that, Christmas around the state. Also, I think the gardening shows may seem like a strange time of year, but preparing for the winter garden is going on right now.
Mm-hmm. It's not a strange time at all. I just moved into my home, and if I don't get a fall gardening, I won't get any gardening.
Right.
So
now's the time. In fact, we're all late. I've been out there spading a little bit myself on weekends, but we need to get it in right now, and John will tell you how how to get it in late even.
John Drongul
is wonderful. Mm-hmm. He's all around the state and visits orchid shows and garden shows all around the state. So that's another thing we do besides get out in the garden and root around. The online show, as I keep mentioning because it's one of my favorite, and the high-tech response we have here is also a really fine show. We'll be doing a lot more in the area of software review. We're now getting software from all different companies all over the United States and the world that give us samples. We review the samples, and we'll be giving people sort of a consumer report on the particular pieces of software.
So that's good to hear.
That is a great idea.
There's a lot of it out there.
We have a computer, and one of the biggest problems is determining what's good software and will it work in a home for either personal family use or children's use and so forth. Great.
Actually, the biggest problem is who's going to get to use it. But we won't go into that here. Let's take another call now. Bob, you're on Cube at your service. We apologize for your having to wait so long. What's your question, please?
Well, I think I have a solution to all these foul calls you've been getting. And that is, like radio stations, delay the calls a few seconds so somebody behind the editing center can bleep out words such as fuck or shit without...
Yeah, we really appreciate
that. Really
that's
appreciate
a great suggestion.
Call.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Really appreciate
Doug,
your call.
Do you have something worthwhile to tell us tonight? Doug, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Doug. You're on Cube at your service.
This is Richard.
Oh, somebody said that it isn't Doug, but maybe Richard. I'm sorry if I have your name wrong, but you are on Cube at your service.
Okay. I was listening to you talk about the Texas Cable Network, and it sounds like there's some good shows on there. But somehow in the guide this month, there isn't a listing of the shows that are available on there. I have to go through there every day, every hour of the day, in order to find these good shows.
I know. That's another one of those problems we've encountered with space difficulty. I'm glad that you called in because it's TV3 is a personal favorite of mine since I program it, and I was very disappointed when we had to take out that page where the TV3 programs were listed alphabetically.
Right.
Just didn't have the room this time. We'll look very closely at doing that again because it's very difficult to find the programs when you're trying to develop an awareness if they aren't listed alphabetically. So that is something we will look at.
If they'll give us a call or write us, we'll be glad to send them a schedule, too, for the Houston area.
Okay. That's good to know also. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have something I want to mention, and that is Wednesday night on the movie channel, I encourage you to see Bugs Bunny and the Roadrunner movie. If you haven't seen that, you need to see it, and the movie channel has it this month. It's at 7:30 on Wednesday night. And then Thursday, we've already mentioned, Dixie's Bar and Bus Stop features Gary P. Nunn at 7 o'clock this Thursday night on Channel 3. And right after, why don't you flip on over to Viewer's Choice and watch Moscow on the Hudson. If you haven't seen that, that's a delightful movie also. And... Okay, Friday night, I need to get this in. This is very important. I promised Mark Kruger in our ad sales department I would mention that Friday night is the MTV Video Awards program. If you don't know about that, you need to know about it. There's a nice big, if I can tilt this correctly so that I don't blind everybody, it's a nice big ad in The Entertainer this month telling you all about it, but let me just highlight that it's being hosted by Dan Aykroyd, of course, of Ghostbusters, and Bette Midler, that's an interesting co-host, but anyway, this is really going to be a big shoe. This is the first annual MTV Video Awards, and it'll be very, very exciting. So I encourage you to tune into that. That's Friday night at 9 o'clock.
That Paul, should be pretty exciting.
It will be very exciting. You may be sure that I will be there.
Right.
Paul, what are the plans for the satellite delivery of the product, meaning the programs on the Texas Cable Network, and how will that allow you to expand?
Well, a lot of that depends on you, of course, and the people, the operators in the various systems. What we're being told this quarter is wait until next year because we can't give you as fine a time slots as we have right now. That the viewers are watching the programs, they're happy with the time slots, and so leave it the way it is. It's a lot.
Do you plan to expand and add a lot more programming, or are you going to hold pretty much with the, what, I think 6 hours that you have now?
We'll probably hold with it 7 hours right now with ProLine, but it's 6 regular and this special is the reason
right.
You said 7.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably hold with that until after the first of the year for sure, and probably substitute a couple programs in, find out how they work, and then move on and expand from there. We'll probably drop one of our programs, Sports Watch, and we'll add the Vital Signs in the health program in the place of that in October, November, early November probably.
Okay, that sounds good.
Right.
We have another caller on the line with a question. Hi there, you're on Cube at your service.
Yes, I was wondering how y'all determine the cost of additional outlet, like service shows and show time, when you're already paying for, your regular subscription services on a, your first, I understand that y'all have to pay on a per subscriber basis. But how do y'all come out with a $9 charge for additional outlet?
Okay, that's a good question.
Let's see. $9 doesn't exactly sound right to me. And I don't know what part of our system that you are in or what your total service is. First, I might add that it might be very advantageous if you would leave your number with us so that we can check back with you and verify that you're being charged correctly. Another way to answer the question is that the reason we charge for an additional outlet is because the movie services, like Showtime and the Movie Channel and so forth, do charge us for subscribers depending upon the number of sets or outlets that they have in the home. So it's a matter of our having to recover our cost that's associated with that. And that's the basic answer that I can give you. But for some reason, the $9 charge seems to me to be just rings a bell that it's higher than it should be. Let us have that check for you.
We appreciate that call and that question. I'm going to ask the producers if we've got enough time to run a quick poll. Do we have time to do a quick poll? All right, here it is, very quickly. Touch in number one. In response mode, touch in number one, if you watch TV3 regularly. Number two, if you watch TV3 occasionally. And number three, if you're only here by accident now, because you hardly ever watch. One, frequently. Two, occasionally. Three, hardly ever on TV3. I'm just interested because we are looking very closely at what we will be doing with TV3 in the future. And it may maintain the same format and it may not. Correct.
We will certainly look at a time delay to deal with some of our very interesting subscribers.
Well, you know, we've talked about it many times. It is very expensive, but not as expensive as wasting all that airtime on crank calls. Let's look at the results on that question.
That's interesting.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. 19% are here only by accident. That's interesting. There must not be anything good on. You know, Gandhi's tonight, though. I'm really surprised that we have.
I wonder how that would work in terms of the rating game.
Okay, very good. Paul, we surely appreciate your willingness to come be on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me on.
You
appreciate
bet. It. Tell the folks in Austin who help us with this program that we appreciate their efforts.
Sure will, and they know it.
And we'll do our best to let the folks know what the programs are and when they're on. And if you folks have heard titles of programs that you have yet to see and are interested in a specific schedule, give me a call, write me a letter. I will send you a schedule because I want you to be aware of when it's on. Obviously, I hope you take The Entertainer, but if you don't and I can help you out in any way, please let me know.
Get those cards and letters coming.
That's right. And
well,
Dick.
Thank you for coming, Joan. Thank you.
Much. Appreciate it.
Good to see you. You'll come back and see us again.
Yes, and we will definitely find a way to deal with the crank calls because those of you who tune in wanting to know some serious business and have questions and comments, this program is for you, not for them. So we thank you for your patience and stay with us. We'll see you again next week. Thanks, everybody.